He had his photo printed on the CD of the demo song he'd written and produced. And he practiced trying not to look too needy as he sat in a leather chair, breathing music business air in the penthouse of a high-rise in the office of an executive producer who could give his career a boost. He waited, trying not to feel offended, until a legend showed up late upon the scene. So he stood up with his right hand extended, but the record guy read memos, played somebody else's demos, called his wife somewhere in Paris, never looked at him directly, and he finally popped the disc in his machine. The drums came on like thunder in the intro, and the strings, well, you could tell that they were real, and the kid could feel it halfway through the solo. That despite that blank expression probably goes with his profession. When the masterpiece was over, there'd be tears and then a contract. He was on the verge of his first record deal, so he couldn't quite believe the words he heard. Son, you've just been polishing a turd. Your song sucks. Sucks eggs. It sucks like a vacuum cleaner. It's lower than the dregs of humanity. It's a calamity. Through all that big production, I still hear the sound of suction. Your song sucks. Your song sucks. It bites the big one. You should find an open hole, or you should dig one and toss it in. This song from hell. You're green, so consequently, I'm trying to tell you gently, your song sucks.